Today's announcement on the phase-out of Boeing's presence in Wichita is very disappointing to all of us. We're deeply saddened, Boeing Defense, at the end of this transition period, will no longer have operations in Kansas. Wichita has been at the company's operation core since 1929.
Governor Sam Brownback had been one of Boeing's biggest supporters when it was in Congress, fighting for a tanker contract the company got and will fulfill in Washington State. Brownback said the 2,100 laid off are likely to get work at other Kansas plants supplying private and commercial aviation, but little was said about the 7,500 expected new Boeing jobs that are now just a vapor trail in the western sky. Kansas City Mayor Sly James was fresh back from Washington and a visit with Secretary of Education Arne Duncan. He said Duncan had commented that based on graduation rates, the city's schools were among the worst in the nation, and that state legislators were already moving to dissolve the now unaccredited district.
There are two bills pending in the Senate that will disband the district, and there is nothing at this point that's filed that would stop that. We're drafting legislation that would certainly offer another alternative.
James also said he was
deliberately keeping the council out of it at this stage because it would turn totally political, which is exactly the opposite of what we want.
But Superintendent Steve Green said politics was already involved. Meanwhile, neighboring districts were refusing to accept transfers from the Kansas City district until financial details were worked out, and the ACLU was questioning that refusal. The 2012 session of the Missouri Legislature convened amid concerns about two struggling school districts, Kansas City and St. Louis, and school funding in general. Plus, as State Senator David Pierce noted,
there are predictions anywhere from $400 to $900 million is going to be our shortfall for this upcoming year. So how do you fill that? So it's going to be tough.
Governor Nixon's budget director calls the cash shortage at $500 million. Nixon himself proposed borrowing $160 million for K-12 education from the state's colleges and universities, but he withdrew the proposal after it was rejected by House Speaker Stephen Tilley and other Republicans.
Unlike Washington, we won't balance our budget by borrowing from the taxpayers. And unlike our governor, we will not balance our budget by asking our state colleges and universities for a bailout.
The GOP majority also rejects the idea of any tax increase, including a proposal to raise the state's 17 cents a pack, lowest in the nation, cigarette tax. The Survivors Network of those abused by priests battled a court order to turn over a large batch of documents on people who had turned to the organization for help. David Clossy of SNAP called it bullying.
They don't just want to know which victims we talk to and help, which whistleblowers, which law enforcement officials seek our guidance. They clearly want to shut us down and scare deeply wounded people.
Lawyers for the Catholic Diocese contend that somewhere among the documents, there's likely to be one that proves that the plaintiff in a civil suit over sexual abuse violated a court gag order by sending information to SNAP. This is KCUR.